Bob in my car coming back now. Yeah, but this thing was really blown out of proportion to what it is. I've known Joe Mikus. This goes back to Joe Mikus, and my relationship with him. When I took over as guardian there, I didn't know the conservatorship was part of the deal. Anyway, that's what it was. But I borrowed some money from him a few months ago, and I paid it back through my attorney. And that doesn't show up in the investigation by the paper. There's no charges, no anything. And that's it's hard to rebut that unless I talk to somebody like you.
The Jim Hayden did write that there was no charges, criminal charges, and the county prosecutor was not aware of the situation.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying, and it's all the money's paid, paid back, which was what I borrowed. I did loan some of it to somebody else. I don't want to say who it is, but I've been borrowing money from Joe for years. And although he's incapacitated, it wasn't right, so I apologize on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that at all, but I did put that on Facebook, and the investigation that the bank did came out of it's like $80,000 was missing, and I said, holy smokes, that's not even close. What happened was when we sold that property of his, we put the money in the bank, and I had to pay off his stepdaughter, which was $9,200, and then he had $2,000 to Janet Faith, the one he lives with. I thought that's what she's going to be the beneficiary of his estate anyway, so I thought I could give her money up front. So that's what I did. And in the meantime, we started looking at her, she did anyway, and I bought into it that you could fix her house up, so it's probably about $45,000 worth of stuff just in her house. It looks like a brand new house now. We put in carpeting, the new roof. Ron Wilkins worked on it. Grissom siding, they put that siding in there. When I got in there, found out there was termites in there, and they had to redo that thing. So it was quite a job, and also a new water heater, a new shower, stuff like that. And it's all paid for.
Let me ask you this, Terry. Can a description of Tempest in a teapot be a something along the lines that this situation would be a good way of describing it?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't know I couldn't do that. So, they give you a book or at least a pamphlet of what a guardian is supposed to do. I read it. I'm not a guardian in general, but not the conservative that much. I didn't know what the heck. Every time you turn around, you got to ask. You have to ask the court to do something. I knew enough to sell the property. I knew that much. But after that, I thought it was okay.
Let me ask you some tough questions since I have you here. First of all, your role on the commission of the aging in the county. The fact that maybe being on that commission, some of these things that you said you didn't know, should you have known?
I would think so. But that's how I got involved in the beginning with. Joe had some money taken from him from another source. And what happened there, it was not $65,000. That's what happened. So I went over to the Commission on Aging. I went over to DHS. I went over to the police department. But I finally ended up at probate court and got no place. They never charged the guy was his nephew because he went to a law firm in town, Persinger and Hahn, and not Persinger, but Cunningham and Dahlman. And they made a declaration that he had paid taxes on the money that Joe gave him in this case. So I got ticked off about it, so I went to probate to find out what can we do about it, and she brought up Linda, whatever her last name is, the court administrator, about the guardianship. And I jumped right at it, signed up the papers, and let's go. That's all it was to it.
Terry, let me ask you another frank question. You mentioned earlier this week, when you made your decision to step aside from the state house race, it was a family decision involving your daughter and the like. But as a political person and somebody who's been through a few political wars, did you get a feeling that this situation could possibly crop up if you continued your campaign, notwithstanding whatever happened to your daughter? Take that completely out of the question. Could this have cropped up and been a problem?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's why I did what I did. I put it on Facebook, got Kate clean with it, and said, hey, this is, I can't do both. My concentration should be on my family and not this. And I was real honest about it because I had to be. I said, I'm not like that. I have my mind has been screwed up for the last couple of weeks or months anyway from my daughter. I had to leave them this morning because of this. I wanted to get more into it.
Okay. Let me ask you. Yeah, Terry, let me ask you this then. Where does things stand now? Are you completely out of the picture in this, or can something be rectified in this, maybe that all sides can be taken care of?
Well, my part is to pay that what I owe, and that's what I've done, you know. I've given that money to my attorney, Brad Johnson. And as far as going back and getting at the race, that's, I don't need that now. Is that what you get there?
Yeah, I'm just saying, where do we go from here now?
I'm done. I've sapped. I'm done. I make retribution. I apologize to anybody who this offends or any, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I really am. I've never felt like so low in my life than on top of it, losing my daughter where I should be at right now, you know. And I want to just get this over with, do what I have to do to make it right, and get on with what I've got left in my life. I'm 70 years old, you know, I'm not jumping out the window, you know, one of those kind of things. And so, the people that like me and everything else, I want to apologize for them for letting them down. You, as a friend, I won't let you down. I can shoot all the guys. I mean, I'm just calling everybody I can think of this morning, like yourself, to do that.